yeah, it goes down. Come smoke with your boy, Grinder.
Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you.
All right, it's time to start it up. Music's off, time to go, yeah! Here at the Sparkcast, recording live at Spark here, the beautiful, wonderful Mission. No, this isn't the Mission, this is Soma. This is San Francisco, an amazing place. Hey everybody, welcome to the Sparkcast. Yay! This is the podcast that we do live here at Spark, and we have a bunch of different highlights tonight for you guys. We always do a product highlight. Tonight's product highlight is the Purple Lights. It's an indica. It's very confusing now. It says 812 milligrams of THC, but then you have to divide it by something else, and then what it comes out to is 23%. Remember when we used to be, they got us used to percentages, and now they've confused us with these milligrams. Oh my God, math is so hard. Now I feel like when I was in junior high, they're like, you're gonna need math for a reason. I'm like, yeah, so I can figure out how weed works. You know what I mean? Milligrams, hundreds, thousands, easier. Ounces, confusing. Pints, even more confusing. Like, what is the quarts? What does this even mean? Why are we even, can I get a quart of weed, please? They're like, that doesn't make sense to me. You have a tiny guitar. I think they're called mandolins. Ukuleles that look like a really cool, like, is it electric? Can you plug it in and make it like be like Jimi Hendrix? And like, bend the, oh, it doesn't really work. When I was a child, I used to take rubber bands and put them on nails over wood and pretend it was a guitar. Did anybody else do that? Like, I'm making noise. Is anyone listening? No, as a child, I didn't smoke weed then. That's when I was just spinning around in the driveway in circles, trying not to hit my head on the concrete. My parents were like, if you're going to spin around in circles like that, do it on the grass, not on the driveway. You weirdo. Everyone tries to augment their experience. Am I right? I love weed. I love to augment my experience. I mean, has anyone watched a baseball game sober? Come on. Like, what is that about? You guys love the Giants. Hey, tonight we have, you are wearing a Giants hat. Tonight we have, as always, the quiz, which you guys get to participate in. We have great, great prizes tonight. One of them happens to be a Giants pin that was hand-sewn and puffy painted. That's nice. If you don't like the Giants, maybe you like the Warriors. We got a Warriors pin. That's cool. Also, if you don't like sports, pride. It's a pride button. That's cool. Also, this amazing T-shirt that you can win, and we have a really special prize tonight from Mission Cliffs. It's two free climbing classes or day passes, because today's theme is like, it's better to just do physical things high, am I right? Like, you guys can go, you can take a date climbing at Mission Cliffs here. That's one of our prizes tonight when we get to that quiz. All of the quiz questions are from the Spark website. So if you've been checking out the Spark website, you're going to do really well on tonight's quiz. We have really great comedians here as well. I'm super excited. We've got Leroy Alberg. We've got, I'm trying to remember, you're from, it's Matt Berg from Far Away. Yeah, Matt Berg from Far Away. We have Nate Spears. I don't think he's here yet. No, there he is. Nate Spears is right in front of me. There it is. We got all our people. He's got music. We got it all together. Wait, let's start it. Wow. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna start the product highlight. Is this the forbidden fruit? What is this? No, this is the purple lights. Ooh. It tastes purple. Do you know what purple tastes like? This is... I literally taste the color purple. It almost has like a wine flavor to it. Like an aged oak barreled Cabernet, which is weird. Purple lights, right? Is it gonna make my teeth purple like when I drink wine for 12 hours? Is that gonna happen? I hope not. Don't let the purple light stain your teeth. Look at that, it's already messing with my word choices. 23%, hell yeah. We have a bunch of, we like to start with some comedian story highlights, if you will, stories that they have had while they have been high or, imbibing the beautiful flower that they provide that's legal now in California. What a beautiful time we live in. What a beautiful man is coming up. You want to go? Can we make eye contact? Are we doing it? Yeah, we're doing it. Hey, everybody. He's a lovely man. He is a top knot, and he's reminding me of some of my favorite World Cup soccer players right now that are putting their hair up on the top. It's gorgeous. Everybody, put your hands together for Leroy Auberg. Yay!
This is great. See, my weed highlight is that, like, I am new to the game now, you guys. Like, I smoked a little here and there growing up, but this is all new to me. I'm starting to pick it up a little bit. This is cool. I remember the days where you just, like, used to go to the park and buy it all paranoid and everything. I miss it, though. You guys miss that? The nostalgicness of, like, not knowing where your weed is coming from and just being scared that you might get robbed. I miss that. I miss the paranoia. And that's why I wanted to sign up for this, because, like, I like that this is a safe space, but then you come in and you just see someone with a microphone, and you're just like, what's going on? It's like, I'm trying to bring back the paranoia, make weed paranoid again. I'm just kidding. Let's not do that. No, it took me a while to, like, really start ramping it up, because every time I used to smoke weed growing up, I used to just think about space and time, and that's terrifying. It's like... just thinking about how it goes on forever. And it's not even like mostly like the time of like getting old or anything, because like I can't wait to get old. Like I can't wait to be a senior citizen and get those AARP like discounts and everything. Like, is there anyone on AARP right now? Anyone? No? You gave me a little smirk like you are, but you don't want to announce it to anyone. He's like, I came in here to pick up some hotties. I don't want to reveal where I'm at in life. That's a cool fedora, though. But yeah, like, did you know that if you're a senior citizen, you could just walk out of a restaurant and not pay for your meal?
Really?
Yeah, you could do that. You could just walk out of a restaurant and not pay for your meal, and if, like, a waitress tries to stop you in the parking lot, all you gotta do is look at them and be like, are you my grandson? And just look like you don't know where you are, and then you're good to go. I can't wait to be a senior citizen is what I'm saying. But, like, yeah, those are the kind of thoughts I have when I'm high. But honestly, like, I don't have any, like, major highlights yet, because so far, like, all I really do is snack and watch the History Channel. Like, I feel like I'm very productive when I'm smoking, because I feel like I actually learn stuff. Like, I was watching a documentary with my girlfriend about Hitler yesterday. Turns out he's not a great guy. I just want to be on the record. I'm against racism. I'm not saying anything courageous here. I'm just, like, trying to get an applause break that I can't win. But yeah, like, my girlfriend was watching it with me, and she was just looking at me like saying, hey, if I had a time machine, I would definitely go back and kill Hitler, wouldn't you? And I was just like, probably not, because the problem, like, eventually got resolved. I wouldn't want to take a time machine and go back and resolve something that handled itself. Like, I feel like if I had a time machine, I would just go find out who, like, the Zodiac Killer was, because that was unresolved. Like, why would you go back and do something that you know it's going to work itself out? And plus, like, everyone always says, like, hey, if I had a time machine, I'm going to go and kill Hitler. And I'm just like, all right, you got a time machine, but also they assembled all the best killers around the world to, like, catch this guy And just because you're from 2018, they expect everyone to just move aside and be like, hey, Cody, the office admin is here to kill Hitler with his bare hands. Why don't you move aside, Marines? Like, it doesn't make sense. The logic isn't there.
Cody!
Thanks for this bag of cloud.
It's purple it's lights.
Purple lights. Purple lights. Throw it out. I'm going to take this hit. Can I take this hit now?
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool. Tell us about it after you take it.
Okay. Magic is like, this feels like a cooking show where it's just like they prepared it for me and you're like, magically, there's a bag for you. This is good. Like, I got to pull it now. Let's do it. Hey, let's give it up for me living my dreams. Man, that's fun. That's dangerous. I don't feel like it going into my body.
It's coming out.
But I feel it taking over. It's taking over. I was sitting next to Nate, and I was like, man, I'm glad that you're my friend because you teach me how to be responsible. Because, like, I saw a dab rig, and I was like, Nate, let's go do some dabs. And he was like, nah. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't like dabs. I don't respond well to dabs. I just saw it, and I was like, might as well do it. Like, that's the difference. Is like, I feel like cannabis is a legit, like, medicine. But, like, once you, like, start taking dab hits, that's a straight drug. Like, I'm just like, what is going on here? I like that, like, everyone is starting to, like, normalize cannabis, though. That's really cool. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're doing stand-up. I'm not just some, like, weird guy, like, spouting my rhetoric. I know right when you guys came in, you just heard me saying, like, I saw a Hitler documentary. And you're like, fuck, is this the fucking city of love? What are we doing here?
TED Talks.
I like your glasses, by the way. Those are cool. Yeah, I don't know why you had to take them off, because for all the listeners not seeing any of this, like, she has sunglasses that you can kind of, like, peek up so they turn into regular glasses. It's like they made it convenient for you so you don't have to take them off, but you're just like, I'm going to do it. It has smudges on it? All right. Yeah, Flint still doesn't have water.
Leroy, pass it back.
Oh, I'm passing it back.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you guys with this, though. Like, I like that we're all learning a lot more about cannabis and stuff, but I'm not a fan of my friends that get, like, super into it. I don't like people that, like, claim to be experts about cannabis, and then they just come off as a can-a-douche. Like, I just don't like it. Like, they always come up to you, like, quizzing you and just like, hey, what kind of strain is this? Is this sativa, indica? What's the percentages? And I was like, dude, I'm just trying to get high right now. What's going on? And it's like these, the dudes are the most annoying when they encounter, like, a female that likes weed too. Like, those kind of douches, they go up to a female and they find out that they like smoking too, and their gut knee-jerk reaction is to, like, quiz them on it. Ladies, give it up if you guys like pop quizzes. That's a panty dropper right there. Pop quizzes, no? No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for a guy to find out that a female is interested in the same shit as you and just be like, hey, you love weed? Tell me everything you know about weed. Tell me the exact strain you like. Tell me if it's indica or sativa dominant. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, that just makes girls scurry away. Imagine if females flipped that on us, and if a female came up to us and they're just like, hey, man, I heard that you love the pussy, huh? You just love the pussy. Hey, Mr. Pussy Lover, why don't you tell me exactly where my G-spot is? And now you gotta sit there like a dumbass, like, you know what? I never said I was a diehard fan. I'm a casual pussy eater. I just dabble with the clit. No, okay. Well, that joke wasn't great. I'm gonna leave you guys with this. I am, like, a nice dude. And I think I'm getting in trouble for that last joke. But I'm going to try winning you guys over with this. I apologize for doing that last joke, but I swear I'm a great guy. Some people might actually think that I'm a hero. Man, I'm digging myself in a deeper hole. No, because I work and I teach autistic kids. And I got to say, going into it, like, it is true what they say. Like, I went into this job thinking that I was here to teach the kids. But really, it was the kids that ended up teaching me that I'm probably on the spectrum. Solid joke, but I can't even look you guys in the eye right now. Anyway, that's my time. My name's Leroy Bueg. Actually, my name's not Leroy Bueg. I did terrible. My name's something else.
All right,
later.
Oh, yeah!
Leroy Bueg. Yay! 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 Just as a shout out to Spark, we like to keep it, it's not necessarily clean, but we like to avoid the vulgar. So that's how it works on the Sparkcast. No, it just, we gotta keep it. Their bathroom is so beautiful, I'm surprised they let me in here. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, you guys let me in here? Your bathroom's like a day spa. Like, what am I doing here with this awesome vape bag? I feel like I'm in Amsterdam. It's so clean. The lines are so like Swedish, you know? It's like prettier than an IKEA. Where can I get the tea lights, you know? I need 100 tea lights. This is really great, by the way, this purple lights. Oh my gosh, 23%. Leroy said all the girls that don't name their favorite strains, well, I might have a new one, it's called. I tasted the color purple. Like, that's a thing now. That's, you feel it? You taste the color purple? It's good. I feel it. Your next comedian, he has a tiny, tiny guitar, and I'm super excited to see what he does with it. He also looks like a World Cup soccer player. He's got the cute little tiny braids in his hair. He looks like he's going to run up on you and take the ball away. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited to see what he's going to do tonight. You guys, put your hands together for Nate Spears. Yay!
I can curse though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm high as fuck right now. I just wanted to say that. I knew you would like that. I thought you guys look like some cool people, man. I want to smoke with you later. Like we're supposed to be telling stories and stuff, right? What's the earliest age that like someone started? Anyone start smoking at like 13? Like, anyone earlier than 13? What's like the earliest? Like yell out something. Like what age? 17? You said? 7th grade. Damn. Okay. That's that's better than yeah. That's cool. I started smoking weed when I was 25. I think maybe. Yeah, I was a late bloomer. And like the reason why I started smoking weed was of course. I was trying to get some of that word I can't say right now. But. No, it was a girl, of course. It was a girl. And, like, the first time I ever smoked, I did a dab. And, yeah, that was the first time. And, like, she told me before I took it, she was like, you want to, like, blow it out really fast. Like, don't hold it, right? And then when I hit it, though, like, that kind of, like, testosterone, like, macho thing kind of, I was like, no, I got this. I can hold this shit. And I held it. And that's all I remember, guys. It was like her friends left, and then like we were hanging out, just me and her, and we were drinking beers. And then the dab kind of hit me, like it all hit me at once, sort of that and the beer. And then like she went in for a kiss, and of course, you know, I threw up all over her face. And her, this is a true story. No, I threw up all over her, but. She helped me clean it up, and she gave me some mouthwash. So she was like a dope ass chick at the end of the night, you know. It didn't last, but like, that was a. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
You good? Black people, all right. Yeah. Hey, what's up, black folks? All of them are leaving. You're leaving me alone. It's cool. You guys like, you, stupid question. How, you guys like weed? Because, yeah. Are you guys just here? You like hanging out? I don't know. I love weed. I really, really hate how they say weed is a gateway drug. Because cocaine has gotten me into so many gated communities. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, like, weed is more like the I got to the gate and forgot why I came, so I'm gonna eat these Cheetos kind of drug. It's a better. I think honestly it's a much better drug for society than alcohol is. And the only reason I say that is because I've never been drunk and done this. Oh, hey, is that a ladybug? Oh my God, it's so beautiful. I wonder why they call them ladybugs. I'm going to Wikipedia that. And then like 2 hours later, I can tell you the difference between aphids and mites. You don't even know what those are. But weed taught me that, right? Weed taught me. And I know, yeah, right? And I know if I was drunk, it would have been different. If I was drunk, I would have been like, oh, hey, is that a ladybug? Can I fuck it? No, okay, moving on. Like, I'm drunk. I don't know. A lot of... How much time is that?
You're just good.
Okay, cool. This is on a podcast also, right? This is a podcast.
Gets played to
dope. I'm gonna I have no songs prepared, but I'll play a song. Anyone yell out any song. Like, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite song? Or any song that you want me to play right now, maybe. I don't know. What's that? Sway. Oh, I actually know that song. All right, guys. Sway by Edison Park. Sway by Edison Park. That's it, right? That's the one that goes like, yeah. I'm pretty talented, guys. I don't know. Here's a completely 100% original song. It's never been done before. 100% original. This is a song called Cannabis. Cannabis. You are the dearest to my heart. Please don't ever say we'll part. You scold, and you are so bold. Please don't That's Buddy Holly, guys. That's not an original song at all. I really want to do my joke about that word I can't say. I have so many jokes about that. I'm just kidding. You guys like cats?
Yay! Yeah,
it's kind of related. You guys like? I love cats. I realized when I was smoking weed, I got to tie weed into it somehow. I realized that cats are a lot like my ex-girlfriend, you know? Because my mom had a cat, and she left the cat in her room one day, and she went to work, and the cat didn't like being locked in her room, like, even though she left toys and, like, a litter box and food, the cat didn't like it, so when my mom got home, she found, like, a big pile of shit on her pillow, and, like, I thought that was funny, so I looked it up, and apparently, like, when cats get mad at you, they, like, sniff out things that you love, and they shit all over them, you know? It's just like my ex-girlfriend, guys. I also noticed recently that, like, my ex-girlfriend, she's a lot like aluminum foil, because, you know, like, aluminum foil, you put it in the microwave and it explodes, right? But if you put aluminum foil in the oven, it barely gets hot at all. It's like aluminum foil has no idea what the fuck it wants, you know, just kind of like my ex-girlfriend. I'm just... I'm a black person. Hey, what's up, guys? You guys still listening? You guys high? I'm high. You guys ever go to Portland? I forgot what I was talking about. There's a lot of... hey, thank you. I love free stuff while doing comedy. That's my favorite thing in the world. I'm not even kidding, guys. Give it up for this. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan? Give it up for Jonathan while I smoke this weed.
Purple lights. Tell us what... It's a product highlight. Tell us what you think of it.
Oh, okay. Wait. It's got like an airy, like earthy kind of tone. What is it called? Purple lights? Is it purple?
Yeah, purple lights.
Is it an indica or a sativa?
It's an indica.
I could tell. It fucking tastes delicious. Yeah, it's dope. I like that. That's dope. Yeah, hey, give it up for Purple Haze. Purple what?
Purple
Light, sorry. It's all purple, guys. Hey, what's up, guy? You work in tech? Ah, okay. I try. Crowd work, people. My last name is Spears. I don't know if you guys heard that earlier. My last name is Spears. It's weird, because when I go to the bank, it's always the same stupid joke. It's always, Spears, are you related to Britney? And I'm always like, no, but now that you brought it up, like a long time ago, her family probably owned mine. So thanks for bringing slavery into this transaction. It's just what we needed. I'm gonna do another song. I'm high as fuck, guys. What's your name, dude?
Nick.
Nick? You look like a Nick. You look a dope. I love that jacket. That looks like so 90s, dude. Is that his jacket? Did you grow up in the 90s? Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I fucking love the 90s. You know what I love about the... Do you remember like how AIDS was like really big in the 80s and 90s? Like it was everywhere, right? It was on TV, it was in schools. Like everyone was talking about AIDS. And like now nobody ever talks about AIDS anymore. And I was thinking the other day, like, how come Kim Kardashian can't be more like AIDS, you know? And then I thought about it and I was like, well, she kind of is like AIDS because she has ruined a lot of black lives. Oh, there you guys, I'm Nate Spears. Thank you so much.
Yes. Wow, way to close it out. That was great. Hey, it's time for our quiz. Yay, you guys get to win prizes. Look at all these prizes up here. We have it's either two climbing classes or 2 day passes to Mission Cliffs. We have this beautiful Spark/Mutiny Radio t-shirt. We've got pins for the Warriors or Pride or the Giants, whatever you like. I'm gonna ask you guys questions, you get to answer them, and we give you tickets. And then you collect your tickets, and whoever has the most tickets gets to choose the prize they want first. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like participation? Yay! Yay, Spark! Yay, we're all participating. I love these vaporizers. This purple lights, I am, woo! All right, this first question is very difficult. What are the 3 taxes in California on marijuana due to Prop 64? Each one of them, you get a point. Do you know the first?
State tax.
Okay, state tax. You're right. Wait. How much is the state tax?
Well,
sales tax is actually 12%, but you still get sales tax as one of them. Okay, so there's 3 taxes. One of them is sales tax. What's the second tax? Anybody know? Yes.
Federal tax?
Nope. There's no, what is it? But it's a special name for it. There's a special name for it. It's kind of like a federal tax, but it's only in the state because it's still not legal. You know all the answers. What's the second one?
Tell me the cultivation or?
Yes, the cultivation tax. We're learning things here, everybody. The cultivation tax is $9.25 per dried ounce. We have to learn about taxes. What's happening? Like, the things are legal now and they're taxing the shit out of it, of course, because they should, and how wonderful. The economy is great and we live, you know, here we go. But so, yes, so there's a California state sales tax, which is 12%. There's a cultivation tax, which is $9.25 per dried ounce. But that's very easy here because they put it in the cost of your stuff, so you don't have to worry about that. There's one more tax. Does anybody know the other tax? Did I give you a ticket for your second one? I only gave you your first ticket. Should we just educate now? Nobody knows the third tax? It's called an excise tax, and it's 15%, and it's by the state. So it's the new tax. So what you're basically doing with what's happening is that there's sales tax, which we'd always pay, there's an extra 15% tax, and then there's a cultivation tax, which is $9.25 an ounce. Just educate yourselves on what's going on. I got this all from the Spark website. It's all there. It's super great. Here's question number 2. What is the exception, or no, it's not, oh. Is there an exception to the excise tax? Is there an exception? Yes or no? You're going to get the prizes again tonight. Is there an exception? Yes or no?
Yeah,
no is right. Okay, so here's the thing. If you have If you have a medical marijuana card, you can be exempt from sales and use taxes, but you still pay the excise tax. Just tax laws, things that are happening. Question number three, name three Spark membership perks. What are perks about hanging out here? Someone else needs to know besides, what are three perks to being a member? Is it free membership here at Spark? What are three perks?
$10 for every 150 spent?
Yeah, there's things all the time. They have a rewards program. That's excellent. Yes, that's one of the perks. The reward program, absolutely. What's another perk of being a member at Spark?
The
T-bar? Yeah, the T-bar, absolutely, the fucking T-bar. That is a super perk. There's hot and cold water. It's beautiful. Is there another perk? Can you guys think of another? What are you doing right now?
Volcano vapes?
Yeah, the fucking volcano vapes, yes. What a perk. Absolutely. You guys also could have gotten, there's all kinds of things. There's the bathroom. There's the superior vape lounge that you're hanging in right now with tea and shit. There's free product demos that happen all the time. There's the Sparkcast. There's game night. They have game nights here where you can come and hang out. There's an art night. It's like draw and smoke things, and that's rad. Everything here is lab tested, and they have a dab bar. I would have accepted any of those answers. You could have made some up. It'd be great. All right. Number four. Name three physical activities that are more fun if you're smoking bowls.
Running.
Ah, yes. Anyone else? Yes. Another thing.
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding. Absolutely an answer. Yes. Does anybody else have something that's more fun?
Painting.
What is it? Painting, sure! Yay! Yay! You get a ticket. Really, I would have accepted any answer for that. Anything you said would have been acceptable. That's exactly fine. Don't look up at the screen, but name a rad top shelf strain Spark carries right now. Yeah! Sure! Is that really on there? Okay, just check. I was gonna go with the purple lights because that was the thing. I think it's called forbidden fruit. It's not called passion fruit. You should, it's okay, it's forbidden fruit because I looked on the website today and I saw it and I was excited. Yeah.
Purple lights.
Purple lights, yay, yay. Okay, we have more questions. Oh, here we go. What is today's product highlight? No. He just said it.
Purple lights.
Purple lights, yeah! You're exactly right. 23%. But they don't do percents anymore. Now they do it by milligrams, so it's math. Math is hard. Vape bags are easy. Okay, here we go. Okay. Next question. Man, what are terpenes anyway?
Are they colored crystals?
Kinda. Like,
was it like the flavor?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know much about them though.
We're gonna give you a ticket. It's off of their thing. I know, man, what are terpenes anyway? They're secreted in the same glands that produce cannabinoids like THC and CBD. These pungent oils provide the full spectrum of cannabis's distinctive flavors. So that's why you got it, because you got flavors, yes. I mean, I'm like, what are terpenes anyways? Okay, this is the hardest question on the list. What is the entourage effect? And it doesn't have to do with that HBO show. What is the entourage effect? Anyone want to guess? Any of your staff want to educate us? I got it off the... Everyone's like, what does that even mean? Okay, well, it's off the thing. We'll just let this one go. It's the synergies between terpenes and cannabinoids and how they all work together to provide a versatile array of effects. Basically, we don't know. It's just awesome, right? Like the terpene, like cool things happen with cannabinoids. And we're like, yeah, how did that happen? Cool. But we haven't had enough science yet because we haven't been allowed to research it, right? So someday. All right, number nine. What is Keith?
It's the little powdery stuff that's left when you grind up the bud.
Yes! That's exactly right. It's the fine powder made from the separated and dried resin glands or trichomes of cannabis trim. Here's our last question, and we actually can have, this is really for everybody. Name three movies starring Kiefer Sutherland. Since we had a Keef question, my question is, name three movies starring Kiefer Sutherland. When you think of three, no, 24 doesn't count. I actually wrote that down. I wrote down, name three movies starring Kiefer Sutherland, 24 doesn't count. All right, what do we got here?
Lost Boys.
Yeah, you get the first one. You got Lost Boys. Who said Tombstone? All right, Tombstone. Well, Flatliners counts. Young Guns counts too. Young Guns counts too. You got another one for Young Guns. Who said Flatliners though? Did you get the Flatliners? Okay. I would have accepted Lost Boys, Stand By Me, Flatliners, Zoolander 2, Pompeii, A Few Good Men, Three Musketeers, The Vanishing, Young Guns, and more. I would have accepted for that. All right, okay, everybody, it's time to count up your tickets. It's time to count up your tickets and tell us how many tickets you have, because we have lots of prizes for tonight. You have the most tickets. Do you want the climbing passes for two to Mission Cliff? Do you want that? All right, there you go. You've got the climbing passes for two. So you get two classes, or you can. All right, who has the second about, what numbers do you guys have? One, two, three. Does anyone have more than three? Three? Do you want the t-shirt? Look on the front, it says, laughter is the second best medicine. And on the back, it says, spark has number one. Yeah, you get the t-shirt. What? Yeah, spark is number one. All right, who has the next amount of tickets? Do we have two tickets? All right, so you get to choose. Do you want the Giants, the Warriors, or Pride? Going with the Giants, yay, yay. Does anyone else have two tickets? Did anyone else have two? No, just one was the last one. Who had one ticket? Oh, a lot of people had one ticket. Well, you guys can, I can throw them on the ground and you guys can fight over them if you want. Like, does anyone love the Warriors? Like, who loves the Warriors most? None of you? None of you? You take the Warrior. Yeah, you gotta love the. I'm like, really? I mean, they just won the championship, for God's sake. We've forgotten them already because of World Cup? Are we that into France? Really, guys? Sorry, France moved on to the finals. No one cares about World Cup either. I know. It's so weird to be a citizen of the world. Woo! Pride button? You want? Yeah, you get it. Yeah. All right. All of our prizes have moved on. Very exciting. Hey, we're going to get back to another story highlight. He just won our beautiful Warriors pin. Paying attention to the whole thing. Thank you guys for participating in the quiz. It's a lot of fun when you do that every week. And we always have prizes. And tell your friends. Here we are at the Sparkcast. But we have another story highlight from your next comedian, Matt Berg. Everybody, Matt Berg. Yay!
We're going to keep the microphone there because I want to break it. Looks like it's a little tense in there. How's everybody doing? Good? Y'all completely disown the Warriors, I see. I'm going to have to show some respect for them. I'm going to collect this thing. So, Stoner Tales, here we go. Anybody else ever been half-baked in a bakery? It's a rough place to have a job, let me tell you. I used to work at a Raley's in a bakery department. And I'd go outside during my 15 and people would think I was homeless. Y'all can laugh, it's okay. People would walk by and offer me donuts. I'd be throwing down cigarettes, trying to walk back inside, go back to work. Stoner jobs are fun though. I got a job that they found out that I had previous experience in marijuana at. Anybody else ever work in a factory? I had a factory job at a Jelly Belly. Y'all heard of Jelly Belly at least? I had a factory job there and they had told me that there's a machine that is going to drop 3.5 grams of jelly beans into a bag at a time, and I had to weigh the bag on a machine. And then they got mad at me because I was hand weighing the bags and throwing them to the side. They're like, how can you do that? 15 years of experience. And who got a 10? Selling weed, y'all. Selling weed. Let's see, we were talking about smoking weed at young ages, right? We had somebody else here who said young age, right? Anybody else, sixth grade? Yes. I started smoking weed because the DARE program.
Oh, no.
Y'all remember DARE? DARE to do drugs. I took the DARE. I didn't know what it was. When I was a kid, they had DARE program for the sixth grade. Everybody got it in sixth grade. When I was in fifth grade, I was excited. Like, woo, we're going to see what the DARE program's about. Then I got to sixth grade, and they dropped it down to the fifth grade, and we were all confused as shit. Just in the boys' bathroom with a joint. Like, well, what are we going to do? How we doing, man? Smoking blunts in the sixth grade. Lots of fun. I went to a Catholic school. Very awkward. Exactly. Uh-oh. They introduced me to a Catholic school as their substitute urban. That was...
Whoa.
That was when I should have been knowing it, right? It was like, ooh, this is weird. Then they all sat down and read Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn. Y'all ever read that book? I was high as shit in their class while these kids are reading. Then Tom and... Teacher stops the class to say there's a character coming up whose name is kind of offensive. All right, I was a kid, I didn't know what was going on until the kids started reading and staring at me. Then Tom and Negro Jim. I ain't gonna say the word. It looks like y'all get too tense if I go there. No N-word bombs. All right. I did start smoking in sixth grade, though. I used to have ADD until that came out as a myth. You guys know about ADD?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I went to a doctor with my dad, and the doctor looked at my dad and said, your son has ADD. I looked at my dad, I said, what does ADD mean? He looked at me and he said, additional discipline demanded. That was the beginning of ADD for me. It was like, well... And then back to the DARE program. Every day I would show up to school, say no to drugs, and don't take things from strangers. And then I'd go to the principal's office and take some drugs from strangers. Oh. That's a true story. Y'all know about Adderall and Ritalin? Any other drugs that are gonna give a kid depression, commit suicide at 3 years old? Oh, I can't take it. We went to the dark side again, I'm sorry. ADD is rough. ADD was weird for me though, because I was going to school singing weird songs nobody can explain. Like, do y'all know this one? I got a song, but ain't got no melody. Do-do-do, do-do-do. Anybody, anybody? We'll continue it. Will it go round in circles? Can I get high as a bird that's in the sky? Y'all gotta listen to some more cultural music. Here's some music for you guys. Here's back to my dad. When I was younger, I obviously used to get beat a lot. It was part of kind of like my slow raising. But my dad didn't like the neighbors to hear when I'd be getting whooped. You know what I mean? You guys, parents used to whoop you? Okay, I was just making sure we're not in timeout class over here. My dad used to go home and turn the radio up as loud as he could so the neighbors couldn't hear anything that was going on inside. But to this day, I'm traumatized because he would always play Marvin Gaye's greatest hits. Y'all know the story of Marvin Gaye? My dad used to tell me every birthday. Apparently, he bought his father a pistol on Father's Day, and his father shot him with that pistol on Christmas morning. That was the history. And then every day I'd come home knowing that I got a detention, knowing I'm getting my ass whooped when I hear, my bad. I looked up and I saw that little guitar. I was like, wait a minute, the stoner in me, the ADD. Now I'd go home and my dad would be sitting there, turn the music on, let's get it on. Oh, no. I used to get whooped to Can I Get a Witness? That was a childhood thing. My mom would be in the other room listening to the music playing. Mother, mother, can't you hear me out here crying? Whoopings, y'all. I used to get whooped. I like smoking weed, though. Smoking weed is what kind of calms me out. I don't have to worry about the Adderall and stuff like that if you just smoke a joint every once in a while. Mellow down. So I did see there's 1 minute left. I'll leave y'all with this one. We're not going to go too vulgar, but it does kind of tap into it. When I was a kid, I had sex ed classes. You guys had sex ed class? I had a weird class moment. One day the teacher came in and she wrote STDs on the board. And then she turned to the class and she said, hey class, do you know what STDs are? And I was raising my hand excited. I'm like, yeah, my dad gave me STDs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like I'm in the fifth grade. I don't know the difference, right? And the teacher's looking at me talking about, what are you talking about? And I'm looking at her like, wait a minute. My dad told me STDs was shit to do. I got a shit to do list over the summer. I got a shit to do list now. I appreciate y'all for laughing. My name is Matt Bird. I got an Instagram, Bird in the Box. Thank you, thank you.
Yay!
Matt Bird, STD free, yay! I actually got my first STD from my first marriage. I'm divorced now. But I got my first STD. That's sexually transmitted debt. That's what you get when you get married. I didn't even know that now my ex-husband, he had $15,000 of credit card debt for 3 years. I didn't know that until 3 years into our marriage. I was like, we owe what? Terrible. Sexually transmitted debt. It's good stuff. Yeah, I know. It's terrible stuff. It's awful when people do that to you. I'm so excited that he's here. Do you want to tell a little story? Tell a little story. Your next comedian, he's a super funny guy, and it's great when he's here. Put your hands together, everybody, for Warhol Kaufman.
You know, people. I won't say it.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you.
That's my whole act. People just look at me and assume I'm on drugs. They're right, but it's rude. That's rude. My friend asked me what I weigh. I said drugs. My other friend lent me some money for drugs. He doesn't know I spend it on utilities. It's nice. A lot of people don't like seeing ugly guys with beautiful women, you know? Like, a lot of people don't like seeing gorgeous ladies with hideous dudes, but I like knowing where the cocaine is, so it's fine. It's cool. I remember, I was at a party one time. If you go in a room with people who don't want to share their coke, like, cocaine is so powerful, it can give you superpowers. Even if you don't snort it, you know? Like, if you're in a room with people who don't want to share their coke, you become invisible. But it doesn't help you fight crime. Because if you get between someone and their cocaine, crime will fight you. So I went to school with a lot of people who are doing way better than me. Yeah, so like I went to school with Lena Dunham from Girls, and I went to school with Sarah Violet Bliss, who has a TBS show. And I went to school with Ben Sinclair, who has a show on HBO called High Maintenance. I don't know if you've heard of it. But I remember Ben doing Stanley Kowalski. I almost said Stanley Kubrick. I like to see him do Stanley Kubrick. I remember Ben doing Stanley Kowalski, you know? And then he did some other scene. I don't remember. We were doing like fucking Eugene O'Neill and shit. You know what I'm talking about? And then he did a scene where he had to snort blow in the scene. So he was using sugar. Right, yeah, no, so he snorted sugar in the scene. And he's great, I mean, he's a really, yeah, he's a fantastic actor, he's really good. So, like, he did it, we were all like, whoa. And then afterwards, it's like question and answers, it's like, what was that? What did you just, he was like, it was sugar. And one of the girls, because girls have empathy and shit, was like, didn't that hurt? And he was like, yeah, it hurt like, censoring myself. It hurt. And she was like, why didn't you use flour? He was like, I didn't think of that.
Cornstarch.
Didn't occur to me. I'm good. I'm satisfied.
Warhol Kaufman, everyone. I used to do a theater, and I used to be a stage manager, and back in the day, there was a guy who was a serious alcoholic, and on stage, he was supposed to be drinking, and his character was supposed to be drinking, so we had tea in the flask that was on stage, and he, one night, he replaced it, without my knowledge, with whiskey. So every time he was drinking on stage, he was really drinking on stage, and he drank. Like, I had to follow him around and like push him into doors. It was really dangerous. It was method acting. I didn't know until the end because I smelled him. I'm like, it's not tea. You switched it, you old bastard. He was one of those alcoholics that was like 55 that looked like he was 85. I know. Pot doesn't age you. God bless it. You know what I mean? It makes you younger. So gorgeous. Thank you guys so much. Everybody give it up for Spark because they're amazing. Yay. Clap wildly for Spark. They're a beautiful bathroom. They're amazing people. Everybody here that allows us to do this crazy thing on Tuesdays, I'm so happy about it. So tell your friends and come back on a Tuesday. We always have a little quiz and prizes and fun. And thank you guys so much for being here. Yay. Goodbye. I should say, we play this on Mutiny Radio every Wednesday from 4 to 5. So if you want to download it or hear it or hear yourself win prizes or whatever, you can always go to mutinyradio.fm. It's called the Sparkcast. And download it. Tell your friends. Thanks. Yay. Bye.
Yay.
San Jose Improv. And I want to
get a book. That's how you get it done. That's how you use a grinder. I couldn't put the grinder together there for a minute, and I was like, how does that work again? Oh, that's how it works. It's supposed to be seamless, like it all goes together. Hey, welcome to the Sparkcast. If we could get the dulcet tones of the beautiful music that happens, if we could get the dulcet tones of the beautiful music down, that would be amazing. We're here at the Sparkcast. It's recorded live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. You've got amazing comedians. You've got volcano bags ready to take. It's like a match made in heaven. It's like you've got people to talk about stuff. The Sparkcast is real fun because we have highlights. We got story highlights. We got product highlights. In fact, right now I'm trying to grind up the... see if I can even remember. The Nep dog. Nepchem. It's Nepalese and Chem dog together. Finally, at last, friends in the grinder. We're going to be smoking that as a product highlight. There's also a really fun game that we play where you can win a prize. We have a beautiful t-shirt thanks to Spark. It's Spark on the back. I'll show you the prize. Look at this beautiful t-shirt. On the front, it is Mutiny Radio, and that's so nice. It says, laughter is the second best medicine. And on the back, it says Spark. And then it says, Spark has number one. Yeah, what's the number one medicine? Cannabis, absolutely, yeah. Laughter is the second best medicine. So here we are all together, winning. All winning together at Spark. I'm gonna take this amazing product highlight. Today's theme is strains. So tonight we're smoking a double strain. It's the Nepalese and the Chem Dog together. But we're gonna be later. Think about strains you like, because later in the quiz where you can win the prize, I'm going to make you think about strains. But we have great story highlights from amazing comedians tonight. We've got it all. We got old and young. We got black and brown. We got Griffin Daly. Yeah. Fuck yeah, he's all English. He's excited because England is killing it in the World Cup. His people, Captain Harry Kane, killing it in the World Cup. He's got a fun accent. You guys are gonna like that. We also have Anthony Medina all the way from LA, but he's a local now. We got Warhol Kaufman. Yeah. He's all colors all together, and he's got the hair to prove it. We're gonna have Cuauhtemoc and Larry Dorsey Jr. here as well. Who wants to get started with a story highlight? I mean, I can. If we want to talk about how I've been getting high lately, it's with World Cup. Anybody else give a shit about World Cup? Yeah. You know what I love about World Cup? I don't watch porn, but every 4 years I watch World Cup. You know what I'm saying? Hot, hot guys. The best part about it is that I got to watch super hot millennial dudes actually make their goals. Like, they're literally making their goals. Like, they're literally... It is so exciting to see 20 hot 27-year-olds actually make goals. I love it! I love that joke. They're cheating the whole time, though. That's okay. They're all flopping like an Italian soccer player. Italy didn't even make it in. Ha ha ha. I'm sorry. That was an inside World Cup joke. I can't even get this thing undone. So I'm gonna bring up a comedian, and then I'll figure out how it works to make this work. Your first comedian, what an amazing joy it is to have him here. He is the CEO of True Hustle. Woo! He knows how to hustle. He gets it down. Great shows all over the Bay Area. Put your hands together for Anthony Medina.
Woo! Yay! All right. For those of you taking a long time to put your hands together, I'll wait. All right. Thank you so much for being yourselves. And ignore me like my family did. All right, I appreciate that. It makes me very comfortable to be here. If anything, I think the first strain I want to talk about is Sour Diesel. Any Sour Diesel fans? All right, yeah, baby, yeah. I remember the first time I smoked Sour Diesel, it was to, y'all used to watch the show 24 with Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland, remember that? Before we found out he's actually the drug addict that he plays on TV. All right, you know? It was crazy because, like, the way how all shows end, they have that cliffhanger and stuff where they leave you with something wanting more. And next thing you know, like, you know, my buddy and I, we take our first hit of Sour Diesel from the bong that we had. It had a really nice grip, you know? Like, everyone's always had a very good pair of shoes over their life, right? That, like, imagine that with your bong, you know? It was that good of a grip. And we got high to this. And then next thing you know, all of a sudden we hear the door open, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And we're like, all of a sudden we hear, like, steps coming up the stairs, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And we're like, what the hell is that? Because my buddy and I, again, we're both like high off of Sour Diesel for the first time. So we're like, whoa, this is tough, man. This is intense. Like, I can hear sounds and stuff, you know? And then next thing you know, we see our other roommate. He comes up the stairs, and then he goes past through the hallway, and then to the back, and then out the back door. My buddy and I just look at each other like, well, what's going on? But again, it's still the end of 24, and we wanted to see the cliffhanger. So we didn't move because of that, and again, the Sour Diesel was kicking in. And next thing you know, we end up seeing the end, and then all of a sudden, there's a bunch of lights, y'all. There's a bunch of lights at the bottom of the stairs, and it's the cops. It's the cops, y'all. Oh, now everyone got like most of the cops said, nah, it's okay, y'all. But if anything, the cops were like downstairs. So next thing you know, my buddy who I was smoking weed with, he's going down to talk to the cops because he's white and he could get away with it. Ooh. Oh, yes. This is the tequila. The tequila. The Nepchem. The Nepchem, y'all. This is my first time smoking the Nepchem. So give it up for the Nepchem here at the Spark, y'all. Give it up for that, yeah. All right. Yeah, this is what, let's see where we go. So anyway, the cops are there. The cops are there. And so he's talking to the cops downstairs. I'm upstairs like a Mexican running around hiding all the weed, you know? And they're like, because it wasn't how it was back in the days in the early 2000s, you know, where you had to buy off of your friend who you knew somebody who knew a friend type of thing. And next thing you know, the cops come into the like the house because they want to see what happened. So apparently our other roommate, this guy Kevin, the one that ran through the whole room and stuff, this guy actually ran a stop sign and then pulled up on the driveway and then ran inside the door, and then that's where we saw him, y'all. So, and not only that, he left his buddy in the car. That's a messed up buddy right there, y'all. If you're ever driving around and then all of a sudden your buddy runs a stop sign and then he's being chased by the cops and he leaves you in